Good morning, 10:11 here on the Mighty 690, as we have time now to talk with our friends from Independence. Joining us, we have Chamber Director Lisa Wilson. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. Another beautiful day.
Absolutely. Another nice spring day here, and can't argue with the nice sunny skies. And I know I've been a busy week and weekend in Independence, seeing a lot of great stuff there of all the wonderful work being done from, you know, painting the zoo and the fire hydrants and all that sort of thing. So we want to definitely thank all the folks who got out there and helped with Love Independence. How'd that go?
It went really well. We're capturing all of the pictures that were posted with hashtag Love Independence on our Facebook page. So right now we're collecting all of the pictures and the posts, and we're putting together a video presentation that we will play at First Friday, and then we'll launch it on our Facebook page as well. And I was thinking, this was our 8th year, so next year will be our 9th year, and I thought it would really be fun if we were able to make it a countywide effort. We would still call ours Love Independence, and then it would be Love Coffeeville, Love Caney, Love Cherryvale, and it would be kind of a Southeast Kansas, you know, or at least our county push. And I think that it would go over really well. And what I was hoping is that if we launched it in year number 9, then by when we reach that decade of 10 years, we'll be able to look back at where it started and really see the growth and the impact that it's had.
Well, I think it's a great idea because, you know, oftentimes as citizens, we see something, they're like, man, I wish that could be fixed or, you know, repainted or whatever. But we don't know, we don't realize that, hey, you know, you can probably do that. You just have to figure out a channel to do it, you know? Like we were talking about the zoo, you know, that they had the projects outlined, they had the paint and the supplies, you just kind of had to show up. And so that sort of thing, if we can just kind of get the ball rolling, I think we can get people to do it. And I think it's just so important because sometimes, you know, we see stuff, we're like, man, I wish this could be better. Well, maybe it's you that can do it. So just trying to get a system in place, I think, can be really helpful. And so I'm a little envious of what you guys are doing there in Independence. So I think that, yeah, rolling it out countywide, we should do it.
And I'm hoping that we can get the schools on board too. You know, it happens kind of at the tail end of the school year. But Independence Community College was deeply involved this year, and we appreciate their support, and I'm hoping that we can get all of the schools involved, because I think that if we teach kindness and giving and compassion at a young age, then we all grow up to be very productive, thoughtful, kind-hearted adult humans, and that's a good thing.
So. That's always a good thing. Well, hey, you know, we've got lots of stuff going on. I know this last weekend we had a ton of events. I'm sure we got plenty here this week and this weekend. So what do we have coming up you want to talk about?
Well, we talk about this from time to time, but I thought I would point this out basically a little bit extra today because I have an in-studio guest that I think it would pair well with. But I wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of the 3 free meals a week that we have in Independence. For those who can use that that offering. So every Tuesday at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel, they have the Open Arms Diner, and it's carryout meals only from 5 to 5:30. So that will be this evening. Tomorrow evening, every Wednesday at the Baptist Church, 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a free dinner as well at 5:45. And then all of the local churches go together for the Cuff Meal, which is Community United Feeding Friends. That's every Thursday evening at the Wesley Center. And this meal is carry out only as well, beginning at 6 o'clock. And they served 175 last week.
Oh, my. Wow.
So, and that's up from, I think, one of the numbers was around 128 or something. So we know that that is a need in the community. And it's nice that when you look at 7 days a week, that 3 of those 7 we have people, just like you said, are stepping up and providing a need. And so we appreciate that. And I just might throw out the menu for the Cuff Meal this Thursday. I was able to find that online. So they're having sloppy joes and corn, celery and carrots and cookies. So it's a good meal, and one that everyone will enjoy from, you know, all the way down to the kiddos. So be sure, and if you have that information and you know somebody who could benefit from that, share that information. And if you want to get involved, you can always give us a call and we'll point you in the right direction. One of the Love Independence Day gifts that the city gave us was the recycling area, the large debris drop-off, and the tree dump were open all week long last week for free so that we could all take advantage of that. But I thought I would point it out again since the weather's really nice, and I'm hoping that it stays that way. Tuesdays, you can drop off your recycling at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 11 to 1. And the first Saturday of the month from 8 to 12, which will be this week, you can also drop off your recyclables. You can drop off debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items every Tuesday and Thursday from 8 to 2. So if you're there for recycling, you can also drop off the couch, the other junk that you have in the back of the truck. And then on the first Saturday of the month, which would be, again, this Saturday, the City Brush Yard is open to the public. It's located on County Road 4100, and it is open from 8 to noon as well. So I've witnessed a lot of people out working in their yards, picking up sticks and everything. So be sure and know that the City Brush Yard is open if you want to get rid of all of that. Another thing I wanted to point out is we've talked about this a lot, but all of the live music and entertainment in downtown Independence, making downtown almost a destination because there are so many activities that are happening. So Dickie's Barbecue has live music every Wednesday from 6:30 to 9. They have kind of a good mix of our artists that come in and play, and I go in often and enjoy that live music. And then at the brewery, they always have fun things going on. They have musical bingo on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. I was talking to Jessica Box, who's one of the owners, along with her husband and Robert, and about all of the activity that goes on at the brewery, especially on Wednesday with the musical bingo. And then Thursday night is trivia night at 7 o'clock. And she was just talking about what a great time everybody has and how packed the brewery is on those evenings. And then they've also rolled out beer yoga. We've talked about that. That's the first Saturday of the month. So again, that's this weekend at 10:45. And I know that they always have other fun things planned on Fridays and Saturdays. They also make their own root beer. You can take your food into the brewery. So while they don't have a kitchen, what's really cool about it is you can pick up food anywhere and everywhere around town and bring it right into the brewery and enjoy your lunch or your dinner and some great craft beer and other drinks that they have available as well. Across the street, or down the street, at Uncle Jack's, who is under new ownership, Matt and Ashley Turner recently purchased Uncle Jack's.
Okay.
And yes, and they're very involved in that business and have been out. They spoke at my Rotary Club the other day. And so it's nice to see them in the community and investing in this new venture that they have taken on. And Brian Leedy plays live at Uncle Jack's every Friday night at 6 o'clock. So he's a great artist as well. I think he plays and sings. He plays the keyboard and sings and is super talented. So you have live music at Dickie's on Wednesday, and then you can go to Uncle Jack's on Friday and enjoy some live music. And then karaoke at Turbo's, always a fun time at 9 o'clock on Friday nights. And then King's Bar and Game Room is a new bar that is open in downtown Independence. Formerly Club 301, if you want to kind of remember that location. And they have a lot of things that are going on in that bar and game room. But they have live music as well every Friday night from 9 to midnight. So you can actually just park your car, walk around downtown, enjoy music and all that they have to offer at lots of different places in downtown Independence. And then I would just encourage everyone to like all of their Facebook pages. So Turbo's and Jack's and the breweries and King's, because they all have, as I said, live music, but they have special events and specials and good food specials. So just be sure and check that out so you know what's going on in the community. Senior Center. So the Senior Center is still going strong on the second floor of the public library. And I thought I might point out that they have card games on Tuesdays and they have movies on Friday afternoons at 2 o'clock. So this Friday they're playing on Golden Pond. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
You've never seen On Golden Pond?
I have not. Can you
believe
that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I can't believe you haven't seen that. No. Okay, so you've got to watch that. October the 5th is on Golden Pond. Friday, the 12th of May, they're going to be closed. And then the other two Fridays, they will be playing Steel Magnolias, another good one, and The Whale. And I have not seen that one. So they have lots of fun activities. And then I was looking on their Facebook page, and they're looking for donations for 3 to 5 pound hand weights. So they have some exercise classes that they do there, and you can check it out on their Facebook page. But you can bring your own weights, obviously, but some people don't own them, or some people like myself do and don't use them. And so you could donate them. So if you have some dusty hand weights sitting at your house that you have
put them to a good cause,
great intentions of using, and you're not, donate them. Little House on the Prairie is open for the season and is another fun thing to do on the weekends. You can go 7 days a week out there. They're open from 10 to 5. And they have the replica log cabin. And then right over, kind of behind the log cabin area, is the hand-dug well that Charles Ingalls actually dug for his family while they lived on the prairie from 1869 to 1871. And it's actually featured in the in some of the writings of Laura Ingalls Wilder as well. So you can see firsthand the hand-dug well that's out there. And then they also have the one-room schoolhouse, the post office, and the gift store. So lots of fun things to do out on the prairie. And then they also have miniature donkeys and horses out there. So you can pack some apples or some oats and carrots, and you're welcome to feed the animals while you're out there. They have lots of green space, so you can pack a lunch while they don't have a restaurant out there. grab some food from one of the restaurants in town and head out and have a picnic on the prairie. So very affordable fun, too. And were you in forensics in high school?
I was not. You know, they were always, they would have the forensics meets, and there'd be people talking to the walls, and I'm like, wow. But they have I've seen some pretty impressive stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And so Independence High School Forensic Showcase is actually tonight at the High School Performing Arts Center at 6:30. So if you want to go check that out for something fun to do, everyone is welcome. I might also mention that the first Wednesday of the month is always VFW Hamburger Night. So when we're talking about great food and things to do in downtown, the V is always a fun place to hang out. So that means that tomorrow is the first Wednesday. So go to 113 East Myrtle. And the grill will be hot from 5 to 7. And they usually have a pie auction around 6. And there's some really good cooks connected to that VFW. We're going to have some guests in town this week. So we have the Kansas Historic Preservation Conference. They're going to be coming to town tomorrow to set up. And then the conference is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Katrina Ringel from the Kansas Historic Preservation group in Topeka will be in town, and she's actually going to speak at First Friday and talk to us about historic preservation in our downtown, historic preservation of our homes, and lots of opportunities for grants and knowledge and everything surrounding what you would need and want to know regarding the preservation of like I said, your buildings in downtown and around town and homes. So we're excited about that. I visited with one of the organizers of the conference, and I think she said they have close to 85 people coming in for the conference, and those are the individuals that are registered even right now. So they usually have a lot of walk-ins that will just show up that day and register. We've blocked a lot of hotel rooms, so it's really good for the business economy in our community, because we have a lot of catering being done at this conference. A lot of hotels are booked. The Civic Center is being utilized, and then they'll be downtown and around town shopping and dining on their off time. We've put together a scavenger hunt for them that will take them all the way through the downtown area to look at all of the architecture, the bronze sculptures, the historic nature of the buildings, and then drive them into the retail stores, boutiques, and shops and restaurants so that they can see all that we have to offer. So if you see some people you've never seen before and maybe they have a lanyard around their neck, they're probably here for the conference.
Very cool.
First Friday is this week, as I mentioned. So Katrina will be speaking, as well as Brian Williams, who is the CEO of Labette Health. He's going to be talking about their expansion, as well as introducing, I believe, at least one new doctor to the community. And Elk City State Park manager and assistant manager will be there, Corey Standridge and Julian Henready. And they're going to, I mean, it's park and rec season, so they're going to be talking about things that are happening out at the state park. First Friday is open to the public, 7:30 this Friday at the Civic Center, completely free. There'll be muffins and coffee from Annie Mays, being paid for by our business sponsor, Four County Mental Health. And I do want to point out that Four County Mental Health chose to sponsor in May for a reason, because it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we all need to take that very seriously and take care of ourselves and take care of others, and be mindful of that, and know that Four County is there for all of us, because many times life gets in the way, and we all need some of the services that they have to offer. So they will be our business sponsor, and Greg Hennen will be delivering a little commercial that I'm sure is going to be very informative. Football, it's not football season,
football, yeah.
But they're gearing up for fall football. So the Independence Community College will play an inter-squad spring scrimmage, and it will be this Friday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, there you go.
Kickoff is at 5 o'clock out at the stadium, so hopefully the weather is good for that.
Yeah, I don't think it should be pretty good.
Independence Community College is hosting the student-run 65th annual Anna Plays. That will be this Friday at 7 o'clock at the William Inge Theater out on College Avenue. And these are student-written, directed, and produced works that include performers from the community that join the students in the cast. So I'm sure it'll be lots of good theatrical entertainment on the stage. And I might mention that everything is free with music programs and theater programs out at the college. So this Friday at 7 o'clock, you can enjoy the Anna Plays. You know, Matt was on the radio talking about farmers markets, and it's fun because so many farmers markets are opened up around the area.
Yeah.
And Independence, our farmers and makers market, ours kind of has a twist, will open as well this Saturday, May the 6th, from 7:30 to 11 at the corner parking lot of Chestnut and 8th Street, right in downtown Independence. And then we are also open every Thursday, so that'll be next Thursday, from 5 to 7 as well. So for those people that can't make that Saturday morning, and maybe an evening market works better. And if you're interested in being a vendor, you can go to the Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page. You can call the Chamber at 331-1890 or Main Street at 331-2400. There's no cost to participate, and we encourage lots and lots of vendors.
Is it 2400 or 2300 on the
2300. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I misspoke. Yeah, thanks for that. 2300. You dial 2400, you might get big cheese, I think.
You might.
I must be hungry. There's a run at the park this weekend, Saturday in the park. It's a 1 mile fun run and 5K race. And the 5K starts at 8:30 in the morning. Registration is $25. And the fun run is at 9 o'clock, and registration is $10. So if you want to get registered for that, you can swing by the office, chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue, and we can help you with that. Or you can go to runsignup.com and you type Saturday in the park in the Find the Race column. And I did that yesterday and found the online registration. So you can still get signed up for that. And might just mention, it's graduation season. So the college is having their graduation this Saturday at Memorial Hall at 10 o'clock. So you're going to see lots of people downtown for that. And congratulations to everyone graduating from Independence Community College. And they high school has their plant science greenhouse sale this Saturday. They actually have it this Saturday and Sunday. It'll be the last two times they're having the sale. And on Saturday, you can go from 9 to noon, and on Sunday from noon to 3. And the ag department at the high school has planted and taken care of all of these animals, all of these plants, and now they're getting ready to sell them, and they'll be working on their customer service skills as they open up their shop for sale. And so if you're looking for the location, it's right behind the Riley Early Learning Center at 1201 North 10th Street. So just south of the high school. Just look for the cars, and the plants, you'll see it. Independence Community College Fine Arts Department will be performing a choir and band concert this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the William Inge Theater. So again, it's completely free and open to the public. And then this is something that's only for May. So Rural Connection is hosting May Monday Mile. And all walking paces are welcome to join at noon every Monday at different places around the community for a 1 mile walk just to get healthy. Each Monday, will be in different locations. So starting May the 8th, they're going to be at Patio 210. So that's next Monday. Following Monday, they're going to meet on the steps of Memorial Hall. And then that last Monday, they will meet at the public library. So it's great because you get a chance to walk in all parts of the community. I think yesterday they walked at the Judicial Center in that part of town. And okay. So anyway, it's good to get out. A bonus is if you walk, you get your name in for a Main Street gift certificate. So they're going to be having some drawings. And so bring your shoes to work, your tennis shoes, and slip into them and take a walk at lunch. Again, it's great. You talk about mental health. That's a great way to get out, breathe some fresh air, get some vitamin D, and have clarity of mind before you go back to work. We have a new business in downtown Independence opening up about mid-month, Empire Barbershop and Men's Lounge, and it's owned by Omar El Shabassi. He's actually a chamber board member and young professional, so we're excited to have him in our community. He was went to school here, moved away, and came back and is opening his business. He already has an existing barbershop, but he has bought a building downtown, renovated it, and is opening up. So we're going to do a ribbon cutting for Omar and Empire Barbershop Wednesday, May the 10th. And he will also be hosting business after hours. So everybody will get off work and you'll head downtown. We'll do a quick ribbon cutting around 5 o'clock. And then admission to business after hours is always just $3. And when you pay to get in, you get your name in for lots of drawings. You're going to get great food and drinks and opportunity to meet people and network. So if you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you work for a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you are welcome. So great. As I said last week or the week before, when you have close to 300 members, I'm guessing that almost everybody is connected to the Chamber in some fashion. So All Wheels Night will be coming up next Friday the 12th, and it's sponsored by Magnolia Sense by Design. So you'll go downtown from 6:30 to 8:30. Tracy and the Time Travelers will be playing great music. They're a local band, and then you'll be able to check out all the hot rods and the shined up sports cars and all the beautiful antique cars that are downtown. Then around 8 o'clock, they will start a poker run, and that will take them on kind of an old-fashioned Independence cruise while they're doing the poker run.
Cool, yeah.
And then it will end back downtown at 8:30, and that's when the band will wrap up at 8:30, and the event will be over. So 6:30 to 8:30 next Friday, All Wheels Night. I mentioned ICC's graduation this weekend. Sunday, May 14th, is the high school graduation. So congratulations to all of our high school grads as well. And that will take place at Memorial Hall. And we'll do another ribbon cutting for another business in downtown. Brio Med Spa and Wellness will have their ribbon cutting on Thursday, May the 25th at 11:30. That's owned by Haley Schulteis. And you can stop by her location at 107 North Penn Avenue, Suite 1E. It's actually right in there with Founders Place. So that's where she's located right now. We're going to do a ribbon cutting and celebrate the launch of her new business.
Great.
So check out her Facebook page, Brio Med Spa and Wellness. She has lots of offerings. Let's see here. We're nearing the end because we've got a special guest that we want to have some time to visit with. I think I had just a few other things. So here's something cool. Do you know who Rodney Lake is?
Yeah.
Good.
KGGF. And,
that's right.
Lots of stuff.
I forgot about that. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is hosting a salute to the 70s with Rodney Lay Jr., father and son, and friends. It's a fundraiser to help with the capital campaign for the museum. It'll be Saturday, May the 27th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $40 for museum members and $45 if you're a non-member. And if you want to have a reserved table for 8 so that you know you get to sit with all your friends, you can do that for $400. And that will include a bottle of wine and I think an etched wine glass and a coaster that's would be a great keepsake. And then, again, it just assures you that you'll pay a little extra to make sure that you have reserved seating and you don't have to get there early to grab chairs and hope that you have enough for your group. To purchase tickets, call the museum at 331-3515. So I remember seeing and hearing Rodney Lay play years ago because I moved to Independence in 1970. And so Jim Halsey had all of the musical performances at Memorial Hall, every Niwala. And so many, many times I got to listen to Rodney Lay as he played with Roy Clark. And then came to know Rodney Lay Jr. And I don't think we're that far apart in age. So I've listened to him play as well. So I'm hoping that works out for me because I want to get a ticket.
It's really cool. Local celebrities there. It's great.
And then wrapping up the month, we'll have Memorial Day observant service and Mid-Continent Band will perform as they always do out in the cemetery at the Cenotaph on Memorial Day, Monday, May the 29th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then the next evening, Tuesday, and every Tuesday throughout the summer, Mid-Continent Band will kick off their summer season and they will play concerts every Tuesday evening in the park at the Hilly Bandshell at 7 o'clock. So you want to put that on your summer schedule of things to do. If parents are listening and they're thinking, what in the world am I going to do with my kids this summer? If you have a third grader through a 12th grader, you can sign them up for the Greenbush Steam Camp Tuesday, May the 30th through Friday, June the 2nd. So that's a good little few days right in there from 9 to 11 at Fab Lab ICC. You can get them signed up to participate. $75 per student. They also have a robotics camp June the 5th through the 8th. And registration for that camp is $75 as well. And then there's going to be a free sunflower camp June the 12th through the 15th. So if you want all the details about these camps, go to fablabicc.org and you'll be able to see all the details of the offerings. And Main Street would want me to tell you that Ladies Night Out is Thursday, June the 1st. So we're not going to talk a lot about June, but you do want to put that on your calendar because I was at a meeting this morning at the Main Street office, and they're going to have lots of fun vendors. It's going to be a great night with a fashion show. And so it's 6 to 8 at the Booth Hotel, 201 West Main Street. And again, just do a little save the date Thursday, June the 1st. And then a second save the date would be Friday, June the 2nd, Four Paws will be having their Zoo Brew fundraiser, and we'll be sharing more information about that. But it's out in the park. It's usually kind of over by the Monkey Island area. It's in the evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and it's a lot of fun. And then lastly, the Kansas Airstrip. Well, not lastly, because I got two more things. I already said that about four things ago. Kansas Airstrip Attack is going to be in Independence at the Municipal Airport. I'm actually going to be on the phone with Jason Wong this afternoon talking about event details as they make their plans to come to Independence Friday and Saturday, June the 10th and the 11th. And you've got to go check out their Facebook page, Kansas Airstrip Attack or Shift Sector. And they have lots of good footage of all of the races that they have going on around the country. The tickets are very affordable for a weekend pass. I think it's like $20 or $25. Kids 12 and under get in for free. So it's a great affordable fun. There's going to be lots of activities and food trucks and fast cars and opportunities to take pictures with the drivers and cars that we don't typically see driving down the streets of Independence. Yes. So you'll want to go out and see that. Many of these cars and motorcycles go over 200 miles an hour. So and they're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Really fun to check that out. So go to airstripattack.co and you'll get all the information you need about that. And then lastly, the 4th of July will be here before we know it. So I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, that'd be a great little love, extended love Independence. But I encourage everyone to donate to the cause because we all love to sit out in our lawn chairs and look up at the sky and enjoy those fireworks every single year.
And they're not cheap.
They're not cheap, and they don't just get up there, poof, they're there. They're $20,000. So but it's well worth it because it's a great way to celebrate our community and our independence and just be together with family and friends. So if you would be interested in contributing to the cause, you can go to Community Foundation for Independence's new website. It's cffindy.org. You can go on their website. You'll see the tab that talks about the fireworks contribution or fireworks donations. You can go on there. You can donate online. You can donate by dropping off your check made out to CFFI. You can drop it off at the chamber office. Just write fireworks in the memo. It'll be earmarked for those funds. And you know what? If we all give, you know, a little, then it makes a big impact. So I'll just keep talking about that until I come back and report that we have raised $20,250 and we don't need to talk about it anymore.
There you go.
So if everybody's tired of that, then we got to write our check for $25 or more and get that taken care of. So anyway, I was at an open house yesterday for the new Indy Resource Center. And I was visiting with Hannah Reisner about all of the offerings that this resource has for our community. And really, I just said, hey, if you're not doing anything tomorrow at 10:10, would you like to come and be on air with me and really talk about what is the Indy Resource Center? We're going to invite her to come and be one of the speakers at First Friday. So we'll have more details as they start to roll out and expand. But right now, I think it's important that people know about this resource and all that it has to offer and who might find themselves in need of one of the offerings of the Indy Resource Center. So I think we all have flyers about everything that the in front of us about what the center is offering, but Hannah, I just thought I would let you and James and myself visit about
Absolutely.
What all is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me come give a shout out for this.
Yes.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So I guess maybe in a nutshell, do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, what the Resource Center is and what your work is and how people can, you know, who the kind of the people that take advantage of your services?
Absolutely. And I think I'll share the little paragraph that's on the flyer because I think it really encapsulates the mission. So the mission of the Indy Resource Center is to offer a refuge with basic services to provide physical and emotional comfort for people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness.
No, that is definitely a great service that you're doing. And I mean, you do offer a variety of different services. You want to kind of go down
the
list there?
So the whole premise of the Indy Resource Center is to really bridge the gap. Because, yes, there are people that are homeless and they need some basic services. Maybe they don't want to come out of homelessness, but they would like maybe a place to go somewhere and shower. Maybe they want to do a load of laundry. Maybe they just want a cup of coffee and to sit with someone and to carry on some conversation and to be loved on. Also, maybe they just want to come and put a puzzle together. I mean, there are many things that this resource center will provide outside of maybe just showers and laundry. Maybe they can get a bowl of soup. We will have food there to feed them when they come in. Maybe you're not homeless. Maybe you're in a situation, you do have a house, and maybe you are struggling with paying your bills and your water got turned off and you don't have the funds until the next paycheck, maybe, then this would also be a service that you could come and utilize. Maybe you are in a situation where you can't get, I know some folks that have no running water and no electricity, and that's just the way that they live, and they go into other homes or other facilities. And so this is another connection for them. And ultimately, I hope that as people come through these doors, that it can be a place where we can build some relationship, some connection, some community, and that we can build some trust, and that we could help people see that there are a lot of resources in our community, and a lot of people aren't aware of those resources. And I also want to emphasize that this is also a neutral place. We don't understand, a lot of people don't understand that going into Four Counties, sometimes that's intimidating for people, or maybe there's a stigma of shame that's attached with that. The same with the food bank. There are people don't utilize those resources because there is shame attached to it for whatever reason. This could be a neutral place where we can help connect those resources with these folks, and maybe connect them with a community healthcare worker that they could walk them through some of these things.
Sure. Yeah. Not wanting to judge anyone or anything. And the other thing is, you know, if you're lucky enough to be able to have something as simple as a shower every day, you don't think about it. It's just part of your routine. Yeah. But, you know, that can make a big difference in the quality of life.
Absolutely. It gives dignity. You know, really, we want people to have dignity, and we want people to have hope. And if there are two things that I think we all can say that we are in need of, and that is love and dignity and hope.
And how long has the ND Resource Center been operating? How did this come about?
Actually, so this project, Chris Mitchell with Home Sweet Home, this house was donated by Pat McBride many years ago. And one side of this home is actually a apartment for homeless veterans. The other side was sitting empty. I just said, hey, Chris, would you allow me to turn that into a resource center? There's nothing being done with it. And he said, go for it. And so we actually started this project, I believe, in late December is when we kind of got the ball rolling. We started it in January. So literally, we've had about 3 or 4 months to get this to come into fruition. And y'all, we're going to put some before and afters online, because I think you really got to see that this wasn't just something that was turnkey. We really put a lot of love and labor into this. So we had our open house yesterday. If you didn't get to come to the open house, please reach out. We would love to make an appointment with you to allow you to come and look at what this place has to offer. Our first opening date is actually this Wednesday. We will be open from 4 to 7 and ongoing. We are opening hours. Our hours of operation will be Wednesday from 4 to 7 and then Sunday 4 to 7. And it will be available by appointment. So yet on our Facebook page, we do have a Facebook. It's ND Resource Center. It has our location. It has contact information. It has our hours of operation. And it has a little spill on what it is that we offer.
And where is the actual location located?
Is at 501 South 12th Street in Independence, Kansas.
Excellent. Well, that is great. And I mean, good for you for stepping up and, you know, taking that initiative, because sometimes that's all that it takes.
Absolutely.
It's just, hey, ask, hey, can we do this?
Absolutely.
And I think that's wonderful. You know, I'm all about, you know, people stepping up and finding those little passion projects. And I, you know, really commend you for, you know, taking this initiative, because
absolutely,
it's something that we talk about here, you know, in Montgomery County, saying, hey, you know, it would be really great if we had something like this. And now this is a good thing, you know, for us to know. We
absolutely
can point people your way.
I really want to give a shout out to the LHEAT group that is actually here in Coffeyville, Kansas. They have been very instrumental in helping fund this project. It's a group of people that meet together every other Wednesday that are really all about helping people and giving them a hand up. And they had some grant money that came through the KU funds, and they actually helped fund this project. So they are maybe possibly working on maybe having something along the lines of this here in your own community. So let's just see what they have coming down the pipeline.
All right. Well, stay tuned on that. Anything else, Hannah, that you'd like to share about this?
Actually, if there's anybody that wants to be a part of this, whether you want to volunteer, or maybe you want to give some paper goods, or you want to drop off some cookies that we can throw in the freezer, or if you want to give monetary donations, you can get on our Facebook page, and we have an Amazon wish list. We have a Venmo, or if you want to mail a check, or if you want to volunteer, please reach out, because this isn't going to just work itself out. We need people that will come in and give of their time. to make this happen.
Simple stuff like Absolutely. That can certainly go a long way. Everyone just chips in a little bit on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you bringing in another great guest and another little facet of our community that I think there's a real need out there. And it sounds like you're already off to a great start.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, what another action-packed 10 o'clock hour, and good to have both of you on here. We have a couple more minutes. We'll get to wrap up Open Line and go through our list here in a bit, but thank you, ladies, for coming on once again.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back here in just a moment.